Biz News Radio. Morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio. Stood up, doing the podcast, really enjoying this in this new position. So this is the C19 show, how we deal with it, where I chat to people everywhere about how they are dealing with COVID-19, corona, whatever you want to call it, how they are pivoting and how it's affected them, and also any ideas, tips or support they've got for you as a business owner or just you in life moving forward. Today, a friend of mine from here in sunny Essex is Emma Good of 24 Fingers. How you doing, Emma?
Hi, Elliot. Great to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. How are you doing today? It is sunny outside here. We've got a little bit of sun coming through, which ruined my screen at the back over here. Anybody that hasn't seen this and is listening to the podcast, you have no idea what I'm talking about right now. So Emma, you've been on and come and did a podcast with me before, Fireside Chat, the people behind the business, where you told us about your journey a little bit and what you do with your business. But for people that haven't seen that, tell us a little bit about 24 Fingers.
Okay, so 24 Fingers is a social media agency based in Essex. We help people with all fingers and thumbs with their social media. So every business owner is told, you must be on social media, you've got to be out there. Well, when people are running their day job, it's quite hard to look at the strategy. So that's where we come in and help people and advise on the best way they can get more business and grow through social media.
And you work with a lot of people here in Essex, don't you? Quite a lot of local businesses.
I do. I'm Essex through and through. So one of our brand values is very much about being local and supporting our local community.
Great. Well, so how has this affected you? I mean, we had a little chat before we started recording. You said you don't like change particularly, and we are in a big shift. We're in a massive change right now. So how have you been coping with this on a personal level then, Emma?
So I'm typical Tory and I hate change, but you're dead right. Nobody can avoid change, especially at the moment. I can't think of a period in my life or in my business life where things have changed so quickly, practically overnight. So
definitely,
just like everybody else, we've had to adapt. And personally, I've had to adapt too. And I think as the days and the weeks go on, I'm getting there and I've come out of that fear thing. And then now going, right, actually, here's what I'm going to do.
And so, business wise, I mean, you've been doing a lot of stuff is online anyway. You do courses online as well now. I mean, I know you were talking about this before the show. How has that changed your business? I'm assuming the messaging. I know this from other podcasts I've done and a couple of big social media podcasters and things from the States that have been on in the last week or two. The messaging is very different. What people are getting across now. Tell me about how you're working with people at the moment.
Yeah, no worries. So we're really fortunate to be working with Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. So we run their training workshops. So typically that's a monthly workshop where we sit down face to face with people and teach them skills and best practice on a particular platform.
Yeah.
So we changed that to be online. So we've now changed that to a weekly format. So we meet on Zoom once a week, normally on a Friday morning, where we get 10, 20 business owners all on Zoom, all doing a 2-hour workshop. And that has converted and kind of pivoted so easily. I've been amazed at how adaptable the attendees have been. That's been fabulous.
Right. Okay. So are you going to be, do you think, long-term wise now, that's going to change how you're going to run your business?
I think there'll always be some people that want to meet face-to-face for training. There's certain business owners that haven't grown up with technology. They're not digital natives, so they will always be needing to know, don't press that button, it's that button, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But for else, I think we still manage to do a lot of interaction on the online workshops. There's still loads of chances for business owners to ask questions specific to their business. So I think as long as you do that Q&A and as long as they feel that they've got somebody's attention and they can ask particular questions that are affecting them, I think we'll continue with online workshops and then meet face-to-face where needed. But I see that in the future, those who run in tandem, actually.
Do you? I think it's quite a valid point, in fact. And this was brought up in conversation or one of the podcasts, I think, a couple of days ago. there is going to be a whole network of people that haven't grabbed social media, although it's been a big thing over the last sort of 2, 3, 4 years massively. It's been going on for many years, and everybody's been urged to get onto social media, but there's still a huge amount of people that even if they are on there, they aren't necessarily using it correctly or leveraging it correctly. Do you think that you could, because I know the way you work, do you think that may be where your market may be, is actually helping those people that haven't come onto it or not using it properly and actually working very closely with them? Do you think there's a good market there?
I do. I think there's a lot of fear around social media. So some of my business owner clients say to me before they start working with me, say, I want to be on LinkedIn, but I'm too scared of making myself look stupid. Therefore, I'd rather do nothing.
Yeah.
And as you know, right now we can't do nothing. We have to be out there. The message has to be right. And I know we'll come on to that. But I think I help instill confidence in people. I show them. I'm very patient by nature. So I'm able to take somebody through baby steps to get them to a point where they think, right, I've got a strategy. I know why I'm posting. That's really important. Why am I on social? It's not just to be out there. It's why. I give them content ideas. So I'll be able to show them how to relate trend into their business. And by the end of it, by the end of one of my courses, they'll be able to think, actually, I know what works. I know the reasons why it works. I know how the algorithm works. And I can take baby steps and put stuff out there. As they're growing confidence, they'll do more. But I think every person leaving my workshops has left thinking, actually, do you know what? I understand this a little bit better and I'm willing to give it a go, which is all I can ask, really. And the reviews have been fantastic. I'm so proud of the courses.
Yeah, good. And I've been on.
Yeah,
I've been one of them. I think they're great. There's a lot of value to be had in those. So I absolutely urge people to go and check that out. And we'll obviously have some links and stuff afterwards and let everybody know that. On a personal level, how's this affected your personal and your family life? I know you're very close to close to your son and stuff. But how's this affected that dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, day to day, my life hasn't changed. I work from home. I spend most of my day on Zoom. So that bit hasn't changed. But I think from a personal point of view, my son is one of the ones that got his A-levels on hold.
Yeah.
So my son doesn't know what grades he'll get. He doesn't know that he'll take the exam. He's just booked his first lad's holiday to Magaluf. He doesn't know whether he'll go to that. He's going to be 18 in August.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of going, this was your best year. You were going to get predicted A's in A-level. You were going to have your lad's time in Magaluf. This is all going to be great. And you're turning 18. And now I can't kind of promise him that he'll have any of those things this year. And I think that's quite hard. But luckily, he's the best person to be stuck in Corona with. He's a great buddy. And he's actually editing a video for me today, bless him. So he's been a great support. But it's just hard from a mum's point of view. You want to protect them.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there's a lot of people going through that on the schooling side of things. My son is going into secondary school, and of course, he wants to see everybody before he goes off, because I think there's only, actually, I think he's one of the only people going to school. He's very lucky in the school he's getting into, but he hasn't, well, if he doesn't see them, he may not see some of those people ever again, to be honest. So it's again a different dynamic from the kids' point of view. So what are you doing? What are you doing with your business? And you said you're looking at the processes and stuff like that. What are you doing at? What are you looking at to improve? And and what are you looking at to tweak right now?
Okay, so you know me quite well, but I've always got 100 million things on all at once. And I think I'm taking this time to take stock and look at things like marketing automation. I've got some of that in my business, but certainly not to the level that I want it to be. So really kind of rewinding, going, right, if I had a blank piece of paper, what would I do with that system? What would I do with that piece of comms? And really taking the time to think very deeply about the messaging and also how I communicate with my customers and how I grow the business, even throughout Corona. So I'm going to be speaking to lots of people every day. I'm still prospecting. I'm still selling. We had a conversation earlier about that. Do you give away everything for free or do you keep selling? Well, personally for me, I'm giving a lot of free content away every day, but equally I still need to run a business, and my business can't stop just because of what's happened. I still need to eat. We all do.
Yeah.
I'm hopefully finding the right balance between supporting in a free way, but also having a product to sell,
yeah,
i.e. training courses and online consultancy.
Yeah. And what are you advising on people? When we know the free info you're giving out, what is it that you are delivering? Sort of the quite the hard message for people to help them right now.
Well, because everyone's taking so much time teaching their kids, I thought actually let me help the parents. I'm doing some homeschooling on social media, so every morning I get up and I do a 10-minute slot on the A to Z of social media. But my lessons are always late. I start really late. So. I'm not the best
teacher,
but I don't know what it is with Corona. I think my day seems to be flying by more than ever. But yeah, every day around kind of 10-ish, I go onto Facebook Live and I do a topic on social media. So I think we're up to M at the minute. So we're halfway through. So people tune in, add me, Emma Goodge on Facebook, add me to your friends list, and I'll be able to deliver a lesson to each day. Because for me, I've got so much knowledge to share. I'm really happy to give anything away. We've got loads of freebies on our website. We've got loads of downloadable guides. So yeah, come and grab that. Because at the minute, I think my message to myself and others is plan, don't panic. So if you can upskill, if you can learn stuff, if there's something that you've been thinking, God, I must refresh that website, or I must get that social media strategy in place, because we will come out of this. And I think the businesses that will come out stronger are the ones that have used this time to plan and prepare, rather than being another 3 months behind their competitors. So that's our message, and I'm trying to affect that in my own business too.
Yeah, totally. And it's time and time again doing these podcasts, you know, that's very much the sort of feel of things, is having a look at what you're doing, reviewing, reevaluating, and seeing what you can do slightly better or differently. Mm-hmm. It's not even necessarily tweaking and repeating always, you know, because there are other things that you can be doing. A lot of people are taking to podcasting. If you haven't done social media in a big way before, then there is a lot of free information out there. You've got free information, and there's a lot of free content out there for helping people just to get an idea. I mean, YouTube is a great place to look at. You know, there's a lot of tutorials there anyway, but there, I guarantee, I haven't looked, but I guarantee you there's going to be more than ever more free content out there for helping people in their business. What are you going to be doing with sort of the growth side of things? I know you're quite happy with where you are. Do you think this is a time, even though you are stretched with the amount that you personally can do in your business, will this make it easier to grow if you are doing social media, or you have small clients? Do you think it's an easier time to grow?
Well, if I can answer that on my business, I think the steps that I'm putting into place over the next few weeks will make it easier to upscale my business, and not so reliant on employee stroke turnover. So products that I can sell consistently, and I can automate that process. So that's what I'm personally focusing on right now. For other clients, it depends whether they've got a physical store or a service-based business, but I'm encouraging them to look at the bits that they can offer guidance to help people, and through that monetize it. So if, for example, you are a yoga teacher and you've lost your physical space, there are online classes that you can give. You can change your business model that way. You can pivot. So I'm helping each of my businesses go, right, what are the opportunities here? Where can you make money? It might be a different way of making money, but what can you sell? Yeah. And last night I was having a bath, and I've kind of come up with a new brand to launch. So I'm going to go for that. And that's certainly isn't dependent on me sitting at a desk doing it. That's very much kind of plug and play. So,
oh, okay. So more virtual stuff.
Yeah, more virtual stuff. Definitely, yeah. That isn't relying on my time, because, as you know, we've only got 24 hours a day, and I probably work quite a lot of them anyway. So I can't add any more time, but I can develop the range of products that I can offer. And I think there was a day, I think it was the first Saturday when we were in lockdown, and I just kind of had a bit of a meltdown moment. And on the Sunday, I kind of sat up, as you know, I'm a Buddhist, and I kind of sat up and said, right, what are the bits in my control? And I wrote a huge amount of lists, you know, what I can actually do. And then I wrote on the right hand side the things I can't control. And okay, since then, I've focused on the bits that I can do. What can I create? I'm happy in front of camera. I'm happy to talk to anybody. So I thought, actually, do you know what? Focus on that. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
what's going on in the world that I can't affect and I can't change, but I can control how much content I create each day, who I do videos with. So I know that you kind of came onto our 24 question series, you know, who can I talk to on that? Who can I help? Who can I send a nice postcard to brighten up their day? You know, what can I do? And that's definitely helped me from a kind of mental health point of view. And I think for me personally, to have daily exercise. So my brilliant PT, who's a local guy, Dan Gibbons, he develops workouts for us that I do every day. We go out for a government walk every day, myself and my son. That I've had to keep that kind of consistency in my daily routine, because without that, I am, you know, I'm buggered. And I think after Corona, I can't look back and think I watched Netflix for 3 months. I can't do it. Now I have to look at it and think, right, what did I achieve? Because it is, God, you know, it's so scary. I'm a single parent. I'm trying to look after my son, manage business, you know, keep everything afloat. It's really scary.
Yeah.
But I have to feel like I'm continually improving myself even through Corona.
Some valid points there, I think. You know, I'm making a list of things that you actually can do and things that you want to do but maybe can't is a great way of splitting those things out and concentrating on what you can. And of course, if you want to self-develop, you take some of those things that you can't do and look at those and break it down and go, okay, so I can't do that, I probably have the ability and I can look at that, you know, in time as well. And we've got the time to do those things right now as well. And I think a lot of people are planning more than ever, which is mad, because we're planning for what right now? Nobody really knows, but there does seem to be a lot more planning of the day. Now, why something like this had to happen for people to evaluate what they're doing in their personal and business lives, to actually plan things to make better use of the time, is madness. We've got less things to put into our day, but we want to put more into those days and make them productive, isn't it? That's a strange pivot. That's a strange shift. It's a good shift. It's a very positive shift, and I do think there's a lot of positive coming out of this right now. Would you agree?
I think one thing for me as well, I've noticed I'm becoming a little bit more curious, and I wrote a LinkedIn post the other day about the fact that I've never changed a light bulb in my life. So I'm 45, and
You've never changed a light bulb in your life.
I've never changed a light bulb in my life.
Wow. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm not proud, but yeah. I can do many other things very well, but I've never even bothered. And I think with Corona, it's making me more curious. So I'm looking at, especially on online website automation, thinking, right, I've never had to learn that before. Actually, I'm going to spend an hour looking at that tutorial. As before, I might have phoned somebody up and got advice. And I think, no, actually, I'm going to take responsibility for my learning. I haven't quite got the changing of light bulb, but I have got to the back end of my website.
Oh, good. So you're picking up some new skills and sort of pushing yourself anyway. Well, listen, yeah, as always, it's great to chat with you. I appreciate you coming on, although you're not far down the road, and we are keeping that social distance, although we both look very, very well and safe, which is great. Where can people find you, Emma?
Okay, so they can find us at 24 Fingers on every social media channel. I will send you the links for some free downloads. So we've got our Ad Set Guide of Social, we've got our 24 Tips to Social Media, and I'll also send you details of the upcoming training workshops. We've got LinkedIn on Wednesday, and next week we've got Facebook.
Okay, great. Well, I'll make sure there's links around the post that we do. Thank you very much for joining us. Emma Good there from 24 Fingers. And if you need to, and you don't know anything about Essex Business Radio, I urge you to go over to www.essexbusinessradio.com. You'll find all the information, all of our social media, and you can also find the download for our free app where you can hear all the old and new podcasts as well. Thanks again, Emma. I shall catch up with you very, very soon. A big love to you and your family, and keep well and keep safe.
Take care. Thanks again.
No problem at all. So I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now. Brown cow.
You've been listening to Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.